Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to my college game preview. It's on the college level today. The Tennessee Volunteers taking on the LSU Tigers. Baton Rouge, 12 noon, 11 central. Must-see TV. What a football game. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Very, very special thanks and very blessings to the guy that's making it happen for me this morning, Mr. Logan Landers. College football season is kind of really, really falling in place for the University of Tennessee. I want to say personally to Vols Nation, to Josh Heupel, thank you. Because it seemed like that you got Tennessee football back to where it could be and where it has been back in the years. So many great football players, Tony Robinson, Kondrick Holloway, Peyton Manning, Roland James, Stanley Morgan, oh my God, Willie Gault, Reggie White, Alvin Toews, T. Martin, Peerless Price, Sean Ellis, Al Wilson, Dwayne Goodich, Steve DeLong, Thomas Woods, Terrence Cleveland, Darrell Hardy, Ernest Fields, my two home guys from my hometown, out of my area, Carlton Peoples and Mark Studdaway, to my nephew, Ronnie Foster, Jr., 2009 graduate of the University of Tennessee. The Hill is rocking back up in there in Knoxville, Tennessee. To Jeremiah Long, Vol Nation, it's for the roll on Saturday. Let's talk about the Tennessee football team, man. Hendon Hooker, man, 1,193 yards on the year. 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Heisman Trophy candidate. Jalen Wyatt, Cedric Tillman, Brew McCoy, y'all doing y'all thing at a high level. Defensively, Trayvon Flowers, Jeremy Banks, Brian Young, you doing your thing at a high level. The Vols are ranked 8th in the country this year. Put 38 points on the University of Florida a couple of weeks ago and made me proud. It seemed like they didn't turn that corner. Now you're playing on Saturday in a very tough place. The only reason that I like this game for Tennessee is because y'all playing it in the day. And I call it the money game. The reason I say that is because it's going to be NFL talent all over the field. If you're a borderline person that's a fifth or sixth round pick on either of these rosters, this is a time that you need to step your game up. You can make money this week. You can play at a high level. I like this Tennessee football team going into this game because one thing, Tennessee can score the football. They got too many playmakers, brother. Too many. Like I say, Jace Wright, Ramar Kenton. Man, I haven't seen Tennessee at this level offensively, and I'm going to be honest with you. I know Peyton Manning had a good run offensively with Marcus Nash. Perlis Price. T. Martin had a great run with Perlis Price in the passing game, but I'm going to tell you, this Tennessee offense reminds me when I first moved to Knoxville in 1985, and they had that young man from Tallahassee Leon High School named Tony Robinson. And he made the cover of Sports Illustrated. Remember that in 85 when he led that victory over Auburn 38-20 that year? And how Tony Robinson ran that offense. That's how Hendon Hooker's running. And how that Tony Robinson throwing that ball to Tim McGee, Eric Swanson, Joy Clink Scales. Well, Hendon Hooker is at that another level. Now let's talk about the LSU Tigers. Brian Kelly, make no bones, can coach. The Tigers, they got NFL talent. Jalen Daniels is really struggling in the passing game. 915 yards, only 6 touchdowns, but he's really been dangerous with his feet. 60 rushes, 321 yards. But make no bones, it's going to be a game where he's going to break loose and that passing game going to click. Kayshawn Boutte has struggled this year. He's only got 11 receptions on the year, 88 yards. But remember, this is a guy that's a first-round NFL talent. Malik Nabers is another first-round NFL talent. Jack Beach is another NFL talent. They got stars on the offensive side of the ball. John Emery, even though he's had an up-and-down career, he's still a quality running back. He had that key fumble in the fourth quarter against Auburn. But I'm knowing that he can bounce back. And then B.J. O'Leary is really playing his lights out. To me, he's been one of the top 2 defensive players in the country. 3 sacks, 14 tackles for loss. And Greg Brooks, transferred from Arkansas, has played at a high level. Now he's playing his way into an NFL draft prospect. This is a game that's going to have a lot of talent on the field. A lot of people are saying that Tennessee is going to roll in this one. Because Tennessee can score points. But I'm going to tell you this. LSU has struggled offensively. They only have 1 touchdown in the second half, and they haven't looked good. But there's been spots when I said, "Ooh, if Jalen Daniels get it together, and he's a 4-4 guy in that pocket, then LSU is going to be dangerous. This is going to be a football game. It's going to be very interesting. Tennessee is going to score points, and I think LSU is going to stay right there with them. The only thing I hate is not in Death Valley on Saturday night when them Cajuns have that liquor going, and that liquor is in the air, and it's loud in Tiger Stadium, and everybody in Baton Rouge is inside that stadium, and they got the mascot, the Tiger. I wonder, is he going to be on the field? That big, big, beautiful Tiger waiting for Tennessee to run on the field. I think this is going to be a high-scoring football game. I'm looking at Tennessee putting up 38 points like they did against Florida. I'm looking at LSU putting up 28 points. I think the Vols are going to step away at the end. I think it's another signature game for Tennessee being a national player on the national level. And it will show you that Vols Nation is back. Tennessee 38, LSU 28. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And one more thing, think about this. You're looking at this history of these two great schools, and I go back to 1959. LSU was coming off a national championship. Warren Rapp, Billy Cannon, Johnny Robinson, and they went up to Knoxville and got beat 14-13 that year. And that Tennessee team had Jim Cartwright at quarterback, Bill Majors, Ken Wydell, and Ray Moss. And I looked and did my research because I was born in 60. I look how that fortune right there changed the Tennessee football program. Then I'm thinking about that 2001 season when I went to the SEC championship game. And Tennessee, same year as the bombings in New York, 9/11. And I'm looking at that Tennessee team that had went up to Gainesville and upset Florida. And there was no doubt they was headed to the national championship game. And they came in that game with Casey Clawson, who's a sophomore quarterback from California. They had Dante Stallworth, who's a first-round NFL draft pick, Kelly Washington. two big defensive tackles in John Henderson and Albert Haynes were both first-round picks. Eddie Moore, Jabari Greer, they had an outstanding career with the Buffalo Bills and New Orleans Saints. And how they came into the Georgia Dome that evening. And this is when I fell in love with the LSU fan base. If you're talking about one of the best fan bases in the country, man, you got to go to a game when LSU is involved, whether it's in Atlanta, whether it's in Louisiana, whether it's in the Sugar Bowl. Those people know how to party and support their team. And I think about the upset Tennessee that year, 31-20, Rohan Davey, Matt Mauk, Josh Reed, Ryan Clark, who's over at ESPN now, LeBrandon Tofield. That was a very special football game. And it kind of put the LSU football program back on the map. These are two special teams with two very, very special programs. And both of them are knocking at the door in a real tough conference, in the same conference as the University of Alabama. It's going to be an enjoyable football game on Saturday. High scoring. For the third time, Tennessee 38, LSU 28. Vols, Tigers, party. S Lakeside, Saturday morning. Down in Baton Rouge, it's going to be all away. Live. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
Let's find out what Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. It's my college football game preview. The Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the Michigan State Spartans. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Special thanks for my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. The Ohio State Buckeyes. Been kind of quiet on the college football landscape over the last few weeks. But they've been producing, brother. And think about this. All eyes have really been down here south where I'm broadcasting out. My studio there here in Douglasville, Georgia, SEC football country. But Ohio State has been going about their business real quietly. Last week, had a very impressive win over Rutgers, 49-10. C.J. Stroud now kind of came back into the conversation of the Heisman Trophy. He's got 1,376 yards on the year, 18 touchdowns, two INTs. Maya Williams last week. Five touchdowns, 189 yards rushing. One more time, five touchdowns. So the Buckeyes have just kind of been moving it on. And Jim knows, hey, man, you're getting paid your money because the Buckeyes defense is playing at another level. Can I say Josh Proctor? Can I say Steel Chambers? Can I say Zach Harrison? And you know what? Rex Kern is proud. Cornelius Green is proud. Justin Fields is proud. Cardale Jones is proud. Craig Kinsel is proud. Troy Smith is proud. Jack Tatum is proud. Bill Willis, 1942, is proud. Paul Warfield, Woody Hayes, Ohio. The Buckeyes are rolling. I see no one stopping them in the Big Ten. Period. Not even Michigan. Now let's talk about Michigan State. Mel Tucker, I love you, baby. You got that big money, man. I'm pulling for you. But my cliche, coaches that's on hot season college football, you on fire. Fire. Mel Tucker, they're not going to go for that up in East Lansing. They're not going to do that, baby. Not what you're producing on the field. You went out to Washington, and man, your defense looked bad. 39-28. And I was very shocked last week how the Spartans lost to Minnesota 34-7. Michigan State might not be the Michigan or Ohio State of the Big Ten, but they got history, brother. 66, Jimmy Ray, George Webster, Bubba Smith, Clint Jones, Gene Washington. They do have some history. And Spotty, even though a lot of people say in their basketball school, Magic Johnson, Mateo Cleaves, and Tom Izzo, but they love their football. I like their quarterback. I think Peyton Thorne is an NFL prospect. Last week, 221 yards. He had a touchdown without an INT, but, man, that's unacceptable. Losing to Minnesota last week, 34-7. Come on. And then you got some good football players on Michigan State side of football. Jordan Reed is a player. Amin Speed, a transfer from Georgia, is a player. Trey Mosley is a player. The pressure is on Mel Tucker. So I see it like this in East Lansing. Ohio State is going to roll. The Buckeyes. I'm in a period today doing my college football game previews and giving teams 40 points. The Buckeyes are going to roll big. I wouldn't be surprised they put 50, but I'm going to be kind. Ohio State 42, Michigan State 14. The Buckeyes are going to roll on Saturday. CJ Stroud, California YA, the city of Compton, Hollywood, John Wayne is going to be special. He's back into the Heisman Trophy conversation. And I'm going to tell you this. We talk about Nick Saban down here and Jimbo Fisher and Kirby Smart. But I want to say hats off to Ryan Day. When he took over Urban Meyer with no head coaching experience, just being an offensive coordinator, I didn't know Ohio State would be at this level. I thought they would take a little step back. But Ryan Day, it's taking that thing to another level offensively. CJ Stroud looks good, man. The Buckeyes are rolling. Woody Hayes is proud of the Buckeye Nation now.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Thanks again to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. My prediction one more time, Ohio State 42, Michigan State 14. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.